Welcome to Shattering Myths, a program that is devoted to those of you who have come to realize that all of the world's religious, every political, economic, academic, military, and media institution is corrupt, and that all of these things have become counterproductive. None of them can be fixed. If you concur, this program is for you. It will tell you why these things are unworthy of your allegiance, of your time, and why it is in your interest to disassociate from them. If you disagree, you're welcome to argue with Yada. I am the host of this program. And during the second hour of our program, as we commonly do, we're going to devote ourselves to understanding who God is, what he actually said, and how there is individual hope, even though there is absolutely no hope in any of these human institutions. Our phone number, if you would like to join us anytime over the next 2 hours, is toll free. It's 877-300-7645. You know, when the first Islamic State beheading video appeared, I told you unequivocally that it was a fake. I explained specifically why it was a fake. I devoted an entire hour of this program to showing you how, I believe it was Foley was the individual American journalist. I use that term loosely. There are no journalists in America anymore. No one does any research anymore. That he wasn't actually beheaded. Now, I don't know if Foley's alive or dead, quite honestly. But I can tell you he absolutely was not beheaded in that video. It was all faked. And I went through detail by detail, frame by frame, comparative analysis with other Islamic beheading videos that are so prominent. And I explained to you why I knew it was a fraud. And you know, there were a number of people who came to the same conclusion. I read a review written by a gentleman that interviewed five or six motion picture directors and special effects individuals. All of them said, yeah, that there were not only obvious green screen, we shot this, and then we superimposed the background, and then we used Photoshop on the still pictures and panned them to create the illusion of a video. But there was no beheading. And there was all sorts of ghost evidence of the Photoshop. And when I saw that, I said, all right, so here's the President of the United States. He's off playing golf on Martha's Vineyard, and he's going to declare war on the Islamic State and start bombing them because of this horrible beheading video when it was a fake. And he had to know it was a fake. I mean, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars a year on intelligence and spying and verification of authenticity. And so there was no question that he knew it was a fake. Well, here comes the this video that everyone in the world seemed to respond to of 21 Christians being marched down a beach. The Christians looked like they averaged about 4'2", and the jihadists were all supersized. They averaged about 7'5". And you have them saying that they're the Islamic State in Libya with the backdrop of a Libyan beach. Well, guess what? All shot against a green screen. There was no beach. No Libya. No beheadings. And this time, there is a chorus of individuals who recognize it's a fraud, except guess who doesn't want to tell you it's a fraud? The President of the United States, who wants Congress to declare war on the Islamic State. Although he won't call it the Islamic State, and differentiates the Islamic State from Islam. But folks, it was an absolute fraud. Here's one of, scores of articles that appeared on this very topic. Video of the 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians being marched along a Libyan beach before being beheaded by black-clad members of the Islamic State is hard for any civilized person to watch. Well, it's hard for any intelligent person to watch because you know that the entire thing is a fraud. It did not occur. But experts who made it through the sickening five-minute clip told FoxNews.com Friday that they came to the same conclusion. All of the footage was faked. Now, no one holds hope that the victims, mostly poor fishermen, who had gone to Libya to scratch out a living, are still alive. Now, they're still assuming that the victims were actually victims. There's no evidence of that. They're actually making the assumption that that these individuals are identifiable and they had a known past. They don't know that. But several anomalies, scores of anomalies, in the video, which was posted online on February 15th, indicate to trained eyes, at least to some, that some of the production was done on a green screen. With the background, yeah, it was all done on a green screen. With the background added later to disguise the actual location of the atrocity. And they're still saying it was an atrocity. How do we know? There was no beheading in the video. It was all faked. I mean, even when today's writers, today's talking heads in the media, are shown the truth that something that is being said is an absolute lie, they still can't process it. So it's still for them an atrocity. Well, the atrocity is that people are so easily duped, including them. A day after the clip when viral Egyptian warplanes struck hard at an eastern port near Tripoli, where the video was made to appear to have been shot. Yeah, they bombed a place that had no actual connection with anything that may or may not have occurred. Oops. Played for fools. Or are they playing us for fools? I suspect the latter. Quote, the Islamic State's manipulation of their high production videos. Oh, come on, high production videos. Good grief. I mean, I am not a professional videographer. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that say I'm not a professional anything. And, you know, I would go along with that. I, you know, a fair amount about a lot of different things, but I'm not claiming to be a professional about anything. But I can tell you for certain that the videos that I have seen produced by the Islamic State of beheadings are all faked. Every single one of them. And this one was laughable. It was so obvious that it was faked. So they call this high production value? You know, if we were rating this as a movie, it wouldn't get, you know, what do they call the, you know, the B genre films? Well, it'd get a D. If you were a student in a college cinema class, and you turned this in with all of the obvious mistakes, you'd flunk the class. This isn't high production videos. They say they have become commonplace. This is Varun Khan, editorial director of the Florida-based Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium. You know, why don't you just, if you want to analyze terrorism, why don't we just say Islamic Center? Center for Islamic Studies. That would be a much better, more accurate term to identify the causes of terrorism. You want to analyze terror? Read the Quran. Examine Muhammad. The murders look like took place in a the murders likely took place in a studio, he said. But there's no indication there was a murder. Not even one, much less 21. And the background image shown was likely from another location. Yeah, like in a studio against a green screen. And the background images was likely from another location, the Bay of Sirte, part of the Mediterranean Sea coast from the northern coast of Libya, according to Khan. There are several technical mistakes in the video that show it was manipulated. The most obvious, Khan said, is that the speaker, Jihad Joseph, is much larger than the sea in both the close-up and the wide shots, and his head is bizarre as it relates to its proportions, meaning that it was filmed indoors and the sea was added behind him. In addition, the jihadists featured in the film all appear to be between 7 and 8 feet tall, towering as much as 2 feet or more above their lowly 4-foot-something victims. The perspective is something several Saudi Arabians noted in their tweets about the video, questioning whether the jihadists were part of some sort of special forces unit since they were so large. No, it's the ego of Islam. We're bigger than you are. Our God's bigger than your God. Allahu Akbar. That's it. It's just a taunt. You know, Satan, who is Allah, is never changed. I'm bigger than God. I'm better than God. Worship me as if I were God. I'm meaner than you are. I'll be victorious. I'm better than you are. My religion's better than yours. We'll get you. You're right. I mean, that's the entire mentality of Islam. Hollywood horror film director Mary Lambert, who among her many film credits directed Pet Sematary, I'm sure glad to know that, analyzed the film for Fox News and quickly concluded that Khan was correct. Oh boy. The shot that seems really tampered is the one with the really tall jihadist and the dwarf Christian, says Lambert, also a professor at New York University's vaulted film school. The close-ups of the jihadists on the beach are against a green screen. How come the president didn't say this? You declare war against the Islamic State, you make all sorts of comments about this. You try to disassociate the beheadings from Islam, and yet you can't come out and say, come on, folks, it was a fraud. They're yanking our chain. No, because he wants to yank our chain. Other technical giveaways, the sound of the ocean is likely a well-known audio track. Even more bizarre, the stream of blood in the ocean at the end of the video and during the beheading of the final victim is most likely not real. Tracks forensic analysis and analysts said that turning the sea red is the cheapest and easiest post-production tool. According to a Tracks forensic analyst, turning the sea red is the cheapest and easiest post-production tool. It can even be achieved with a cell phone. But doing it in the manner portrayed in the video is actually impossible. In other words, making the sea appear red through forgery, through fakes, through special effects, is extraordinarily easy. Be done by anybody, even with a cell phone app. Actually turning the sea red with human blood oozing through the sand and then out into the ocean, well, that's impossible. The comparative volume here, blood of 21 people going through the sand, entering the Mediterranean Sea, not going to turn the sea red. Sorry. It was a fake. It was obviously a fake. Every aspect of it was a fake, as was the beheading of Foley. And yet, once again, based on a fraud, based upon a known deception, we're engaged in another war. They have a horrible history of this. I mean, it's just that on and on and on it goes, and our government can't seem to get out of its way and tell people the truth. One of the things that really bothers me about this, and we talked about this aspect of it back on the Foley forgery, the fake beheading of Foley, was that no media outlet wants you to see the video. In fact, even the online places like YouTube, they won't even let you see it. You know, it might stay up there for a matter of an hour, and if you don't catch it in the first hour, you're not going to see it because the U.S. government, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice, everybody threatens everybody to take them down. And the media won't play them. I mean, they're being used as a justification for engaging in yet another war. And they'll all cover the story, but they won't show you the videos. And my point was that unless you look into the face, unless you hear the Allahu Akbar screams and the gurgling dying breaths of the victims of Islam, you are not properly conditioned to understand how this horrible criminal enterprise is ravaging the world and must be quarantined, must be outlawed, must be stopped. And if you can't watch it, you're not in a position to know. And if you don't know, then you're part of the problem. But here in this case, had these videos been played, then a much larger percentage of people would have been in a position to say, oh, come on. That's such a fake. We're just not buying it. And would have made America's response of ever more bombings, of declaring war, impossible to perpetrate as a fraud over the American people. But the people are being hoodwinked. They're being deliberately manipulated, not only by Islamic propaganda, but by the fact that their own government is unwilling to confront the truth. They know the truth. They won't say it. Has there been any announcement from the U.S. government that all of these videos have been faked? No. Does it change the fact that the Islamic State is murderous? No. They're murderous. They engage in kidnap. They kidnapped a bunch of Christians again yesterday. They engage in rape. They engage in the slave trade. They engage in sexual slavery. They perpetrate beheadings. They use terror as their primary tactic. They're best at attacking unarmed civilians. They are corrupted and brainwashed beyond hope. And they represent fundamentalist Islam. They are a carbon copy of what Muhammad was and did. They say what Muhammad said. They're evil has ever been. But it doesn't change the fact that the videos that are being used to justify a war against them, which is counterproductive, are all faked. And those who are engaging in the war against them know that they are faked. The sea turning red, as this article says, is obviously manipulated. Lambert agreed with special effects computers. I think that the opening shot, all the figures might be animated. They're animated. They're not actual people. They had more than six men. They never had more than six men on the beach, which means that the others were ghosts of the ones who were there. I think that the opening shot, all the figures were manipulated, another said. The directors of the video used animation and rotoscoping. Back to Saturday Miss, during the break, Scott was doing a quick analysis of the turning the Mediterranean Sea red. And the amount of blood in an adult body is considerably less than 2 gallons. But let's round up to 2 gallons just to make it the math easy. So there'd be 42 gallons with the 22 people being beheaded, although most of what you saw there was ghost images. In other words, there were six people on the beach with, there were six people in front of a green screen, and then they were just simply multiplied. You took that 42 gallons, compared it to the size of the Mediterranean Sea and the water in it. A cubic kilometer of water in the Mediterranean Sea, you would have 20 trillion gallons in one cubic kilometer. 20 trillion gallons. And the surface area of the Mediterranean Sea is tens of thousands of kilometers. I mean, the math is so laughable as to why did anyone in their right mind buy it. I mean, I looked at it and said, oh, come on, this is a fake. But I was just tired of pointing it out when no one else seemed to care. Well, finally somebody has recognized it. But it was Fox that picked this up and no one else. The directors of the video used animation and rotoscoping to use the six figures like a rubber stamp in the marching sequence and also in the kneeling sequence. So in other words, rather than 21 jihadists and 21 victims, there were six jihadists and six dupes staged as victims, and they were rubber stamped. Rotoscoping is a visual effect where the image is manually removed from a background in a live-action video and then composited on a different background, usually with green screens and a chroma key. The weird jump cut editing in the opening is a way to reveal this. There are shots that pan the prisoners on the beach and then tilts down to the kneeling version of them that look real to Lambert, although she said that they might have been enhanced in some way. The most amateur mistake, according to Khan's forensic analysis, is getting the perspective along the seashore completely wrong. What is supposed to be the seashore, in reality a bay, is determined by the tide, the rocks, and the wave action. Looking at the two big sets of footprints in the sand, shown at a 90-degree angle, neither of the footprints can be the hostages or the hostage takers. Had this been a seaside shot, the sand would have been much softer and the victim's footprints would have sunk much deeper into the sand. Another mistake was made during the beheading of the final victim. Not only did it lack the correct blood pulsation for decapitation, it seems to have had the blood faked, which is exactly what happened in the previous beheading frauds. Human blood oxygenates. It darkens, Khan said, adding this because the blood did not, as it was exposed to the air, change in color. And it exposes the fact that the beheadings were not done at all, at least in any of these depictions. So why all the bizarre video manipulation? Quote, this is from Khan. The Islamic State has been revolutionary in using the green screen technique. Revolutionary. You know how long green screen technique has been around, folks? I mean, come on. Stop attributing greatness to that which isn't great. Stop attributing professionalism to that which isn't professional. Good grief. We don't need to use hyperbole. We don't need to exaggerate. Just tell the truth. It's not revolutionary. It's not a high production value. This was amateurish. Nothing wrong with being an amateur, by the way. Unless you're promoting a fraud, unless you're misrepresenting yourself or having somebody misrepresent you, which is what is happening here. Is most likely to limit exposure to drones and satellites of their operations. Oh, come on. It isn't. These people are just nuts. No. They're doing this to yank the West change. They're playing the West for fools. They're trying to manipulate people's reaction. That's what's happening here. You know, this notion that, okay, they murdered Foley. They murdered a little aid worker girl after turning her into a sex slave. Although they don't want you to know that she was a sex slave or that she was stupid for going over there. And that now they're kidnapping and murdering Christians, beheading 21 at a time on this beach. And therefore we should go off and declare war against them. That's what they want, stupid. Islam was born in blood. Islam was born by killing. Islam thrives on killing. The only guarantee for entering the Islamic paradise is to die killing. They want to die killing. And so they have to create the image that they're killing innocent civilians to enrage an enemy that is willing to attack them, to send them on their way to Allah's paradise. This is what the Quran says. It is what Muhammad said. It is the basis of Islam. They are doing this because they want to goad the West into attacking them. And what is the West doing? Playing right into their hands, attacking them. You know, it's amazing. Islam makes a person absolutely stupid. You have to be a moron to be a Muslim. The Quran is the dumbest book ever written. There is a 0% possibility that any aspect of the Quran is true. And Muhammad was the most repulsive man who ever lived. And yet, these dumbed-down Neanderthals are playing the highly educated politicians in the West for absolute idiots, for nincompoops. I suspect a lot of that is because of political correctness. That to get ahead in politics, the media, or in society in the West, one has to be an advocate of political correctness, which means they're foregoing exercising good judgment. They're no longer discerning. So they've just been dumbed down so that the secular socialist humanists are as ignorant and irrational as are those who have been indoctrinated by religion. And that's what these videos prove. They were all faked. Fox News provided tracks analysis to the CIA, where a spokesman said that the matter was under review. In other words, they know it's the truth, but they don't want to say it because they thrive on war. The agency is among the intelligence bureaus already poring over the footage to determine the identity of Jihad Joseph. Good grief, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. What's relevant is their frauds. Why are we paying hundreds of millions of dollars for a quote-unquote central intelligence agency when there isn't anyone with any intelligence in the agency, when there's no one willing to tell the truth? You know, today, speaking of the truth, there's the newly appointed Secretary of Veterans Affairs who is supposed to be fixing the morass that is the VA, and the VA has become a quagmire of lies, a quagmire of thievery, a quagmire of failed performance. And so the head of the VA was replaced because of the culture that had entered the VA, where dishonesty is rampant. It's just like the military at large. That's what the War College report says, that dishonesty and deception have become the dominant culture of America's military. So here's the head of the VA, and you know, he wants to be conceived as, you know, one of the guys. So he tells a talk show host yesterday that he was a member of Special Forces. Oh boy, I'm a hero. I was a member of Special Forces, except it wasn't true. Now you would think that with the story coming out just 2 days prior from the U.S. Army War College that deception and dishonesty are rampant in the U.S. military, that somebody in the news media would have tied those two things together. I mean, that's what being a journalist should have been about. But nobody did. You would think that somebody would have made the connection with the CIA and said, isn't this your job? What in the world are we paying you for if you're not going to announce to the country that this was a fake? And yet, they just simply lie over and over again. Some 20 people, including senior officials, have been killed in an attack on a hotel in the Somali capital. The central hotel, often frequented by politicians, was hit by a car bomb and a suicide attack. Suicide bomber. Who do you think? What religion? I know. There's a lot of choices out there. A lot of suicide bombers out there, right? Obviously a Muslim. You know what's interesting here is this occurred in Mogadishu, where the Islamist group, Al-Shabaab, is supposed to have been rendered inept because America has led to drone attacks as well as a special forces invasion to kill all of the leaders of Al-Shabaab. The head of Al-Shabaab, deader than a doornail. We killed him. And we killed, in a previous raid, all of the senior members of his leadership group. And yet, they continue to be as deadly as ever. So what was the purpose of killing the leaders of Al-Shabaab? Why was it worth the drones? The more we kill their leaders, the more they continue to kill. It's as if they had a death wish. It's as if they wanted to die killing for Allah. Oh, yeah, they do. Read the Quran. Look at what Muhammad said. Consider the truth. We're just making a bad situation worse. Al-Shabaab continues to kill. Of course, what did the news all say, including the SRN religious news on this program? It said that Al-Shabaab was an Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group. No, they're not. No connection between Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda. Never has been, never will be. The only connection between Al-Qaeda, which essentially is a figment of ancient history, and Al-Shabaab, the lads, the base and the lads, is they're both Islamic. End of story. It is interesting here, and one last comment on the Al-Shabaab story. Al-Shabaab means the lads, because the Al-Shabaab is they're really a little bit of a different twist on Islamic terrorist groups. A lot like Boko Haram, in the sense that their favorite tactic is to kidnap young boys. And the cultures where Islam exists are automatically impoverished. You know, if it doesn't float on a sea of natural gas and oil, and it's not supported as a parasite by the West, you know, Islam is so dishonest, so corrupt, that there is no hope. There's no education. There's no prosperity. There's no inventiveness. There's no hope for anyone. So they offer young boys candy and maybe as much as an apple a day, something to eat, and then they indoctrinate them on Islam, and they tell them all about the glories that they're going to get, virgins in paradise and the like, and they equip them with guns, and the lads, Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram, who think that any education other than Islamic indoctrination is an abomination, they then use children to go off and do their killing. And so that's the only thing that makes them unique. But Al-Shabaab's spokesperson told a BBC Somali analyst, Mary Harper, that it killed the officials while they were praying because they were apostates. Now, what does it mean to be an apostate in Islam? If you want to know about apostate in Islam, you have to open the Quran to the ninth surah. Did Mary Harper, who is the spokeswoman for the BBC in this area, do you think she opened the ninth surah? Because the ninth surah explains what an apostate is. The fourth surah explains what to do to an apostate. And it says if a Muslim becomes an apostate, kill him. So that's the fourth surah explains what to do to an apostate. The ninth surah explains who an apostate is. All you got to do is read this stuff. It's not difficult. You know, I know Ben Affleck's out there telling you, oh, Muslims are really nice people. It's so unfair to speak negatively of their religion. Now, the Quran, read the Quran, it defines what an apostate is. It says an apostate is a Muslim who does not engage in jihad. If you're not warlike, if you're not a terrorist, if you're not a jihadist, according to the Quran, you cease to be a Muslim, you become a hypocrite, a fraud. You're an apostate by the Islamic definition, according to the Islamic wannabe God, and he tells Muslims to kill you. So they were praying. But they weren't praying while killing. They weren't praying to be better jihadists. So the jihadists killed them. A bombing by the Islamic State militants in Libya killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens. This is after they faked Christian beheading video. This time, the Islamic State, or so they are using the name, killed 40 people. Now, you would think that they perpetrate the fraud of the faked beheading of 21 people, all of the, from beginning to end, it's complete fraud. And they get the Egyptian government to bomb them, and they get the United States to declare war on them. They'd say, oh, you know, if you were a rational person, you'd say, well, that's probably not a strategy we want to continue with, because look at the consequence of what happened based upon our actions. But if you recognize that the Quran says that the only guaranteed way to enter Allah's paradise of multiple virgins and rivers that flow with wine is to die killing non-Muslims, that this is the very thing they want, so they continue the behavior that garnered the result they were desiring, which is to be killed. Killing. Now, it's not sufficient in Islam to die unless you die killing for Allah. So this is why they taunt the West while killing for Allah. Is it the only way for them to be assured that they're going to receive Muhammad's promised paradise? It's only a couple of problems with that. One is Muhammad lied. There is no reward for mass murderers. Number two, Allah is not in paradise. Allah is depicted throughout the Quran where he thrives in hell. And that's where Muhammad is as well. So all of you Muslims who think that you ought to be a jihadist and you ought to die killing for Allah, guess what? Allah is Satan. And you're going to spend your eternity with him. And it's not going to be pleasant. You've been played for a fool, just as you are playing the West for fools. We'll be back after the news and commercial break.